Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Kelly, it is such a blessing to be sitting in this room with you for one reason only. The second I came in here, you were laughing and you've been laughing ever since.
Oh, I'm a very happy individual.
But that's the thing, we do all these junkets, we do all these interviews, and you come in and sometimes you're like, oh my God, but it's just, it's such a pleasure to be in your presence.
Well, thank you. I can't imagine being, I've heard just horror stories about people having to interview people and they're like awkward.
Oh my God, share.
I would, not do that. I would feel, I don't handle awkward well.
Mm. And I think actually one of the reasons why people, I guess, have always been taken by you is that you started on American Idol. When you started, you were real and everybody knew who you were, everybody knew everything about you, and now still everybody still feels like you're still real. You're still, you've kept that over the 13 years. So how do you actually maintain that? Or is it a conscious thing at all?
It's not a conscious thing. I know everybody always asks that question, and it's almost weird to say, well, what else would you be, I guess? Like in my world, like I guess it would just be, it seems tired to try and put something else on, mm-hmm. you know, like an act or something. I'm way too lazy for that. I'm just like, yeah. And I just think, like, in life, like, there's so many different flavors of people and, you know, variety of personalities. And, you know, some people might dig mine and some people might not and they like something else. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, you're never
digging it right now.
Everyone. Yeah, so it's like, I guess I don't worry about it.
As well, one of the most real things as well, which I didn't know about you, is I was sitting outside the door for about 5 minutes, and you're just swearing all the time. Us Irish people appreciate that so much.
Oh my God, my mother hates it, yeah. I do, I curse like a sailor. I try to
every
filter
second word
myself.
From an Irish person will be a swear word, so.
Well, I've got Irish in me, so maybe that's what it is. But no, I honestly, ever since I was a cocktail waitress, just like, you know, nobody respects the word darn when you're, like,
you've
trying
just
to get
go that
stuff
step
done.
Further.
Yeah, it's like, So, it's, yeah, I do curse like a sailor.
I've got
to stop doing it. I have a baby now.
Do you use it endearingly? Because in Ireland, we use it endearingly all the time.
I do, too. and my mom is just like, that is so tacky. Like, don't use it.
Don't call me that. I mean it with love.
Like, but I know, it's so bad. But I don't even hear it. But I tend to filter myself when I need to.
Yeah, well, it makes me feel comfortable sitting here, so that's
always
a good thing.
Okay, well, anything to make you feel comfortable.
Well, I was listening to the album downstairs earlier, and I have to say, Invincible, what a song. Absolutely incredible. And I'd say when Sia is writing songs, she writes it, sings it herself, and then goes, who can I give this to? Because my voice is just so amazing that nobody can take this. Whereas you are a person that can take a song like that and completely nail it.
And she's, like, that's what I keep telling people, like, it's so awesome to sing songs that were written for, you know, vocalists that have quite a range, like, so, and Sia has such an amazing range and such a cool style too, so it's almost hard. It's almost like you don't want her to sing her demos.
Yeah,
because it's like nobody wants to compete with that, like, you know. So luckily we have completely different styles vocally. We're both rangy, but we sound totally different, so luckily that helps, because it's also hard because she is such a stylist. Like, when she phrases things, it's almost like how Alanis Morissette, you know, like how she phrases things are so particular that it's hard to not sound like her sound. So that was probably the biggest challenge, you know, with her. But I just love her song so much, and I love how
did you hear it and just go, I need that song.
Oh, and well, actually what's funny is Let Your Tears Fall was one of the songs she wrote, and it was the first song we recorded for the album. And then Invincible came in, like, we were already done with the album. And it just came in at the last minute, and Jesse Shatkin, who produced it, he also did Chandelier with Sia. He was like, okay, I have to show you this one song, because, you know, and everybody always tells you, like, because nobody else could do it but you, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, I want to feed my ego, okay. Yeah. Like, but he sent the song, and I was like, I fell in love with it. It's so, it's just powerful. It's, like, stronger on steroids, and I love it. And we just started rehearsing it to start doing it live, the new record, and Invincible, it just sounds even better live.
Like, well, I heard it on huge speakers downstairs, and it sounded incredible.
I hope they have good speakers
wait.
Down there. Yes.
They do, don't worry. And you make bad speakers sound good anyway. So
no, I don't know.
In terms of the album then too, when you're coming back and bringing this one out, was there a different approach at all? Did you kind of go, okay, I want to do something a little bit different? Because when you reach, is it the seventh album now, am I right? Or six or seven?
I'm so bad at that.
Something
I have no
like
idea.
That.
And then they sometimes count the Christmas and greatest hits, and sometimes they don't. So I don't really know.
Your 49th album.
My 57th album. Very young for that.
But getting to that point, do you kind of feel the pressure to change things around, or are you kind of like, the formula's working, let's keep it the same?
I honestly, with this particular record, I was pregnant while doing it, so it was different anyways, just because when you're pregnant.
So every song is pretty much a duet then, in a way.
talking to myself. yes, with River, yes. Yeah. But also because your hormones are just like, you know, crazy, and in a great way. Like, because recording the album, like, you, when I was singing these songs, like, it's a different feeling you can't describe, like, when you're making a baby and your whole body just, you almost feel things far more intensely than you normally would. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, each vocal on this album and is just really intense and raw, and it's just different. It's just a different,
are you glad that in a way actually that you did actually take, you didn't take the time off during that time, and you can actually, I guess, in 10 years' time, relate this album back to the experience of River?
Yeah, like some of it was, and what's also funny too is when it started getting too hard, and, you know, we started recording afterwards just because she was sitting on my diaphragm. but you know, during that, up to that point, it was like super magical, but it, you know, when I wasn't sick. But then it, you know, afterwards, it was just cool to be able to, even when I play Heartbeat song, like I recorded that with her, like those songs, like I'll play some for her, and she's, it's almost like she recognizes like the, I don't know, the vibration or something. Like she, and she probably doesn't. I'm probably that tool mom that reads into it. But like, it
look
just
at my baby,
seems
she's
like,
amazing.
She's so prolific. She's a prodigy. No, she just like, I don't know. It's like a, it's like when she hears my voice, or even my nanny, if I'm doing a video or something, like when she hears my voice, like they'll be like, oh, she'll totally look around and be like, she just knows. I mean, obviously she heard me the whole time she was in there. So, and she was probably like, shut up.
I'm trying to sleep right here
so
now.
So loud.
What an introduction into the world, though, completely.
Yeah, no, she, and watch her be like tone deaf, right? Like, watch her be like horrible singer. I hope so.
Really?
Just so she does something different.
What would you love her to do?
Anything really but the entertainment industry. Like, I love what I do. It's not like I'm one of those people that's like, oh, but I just want her to do something different, or I want her to do what she loves. So whatever she loves, I'll support. But I don't know. It's just such a, unless you have like the strongest, like, you know, personality, and how I grew up really groomed me for this. And she's not going to grow up like that.
So do you think you had that strength and that confidence and all that sort of stuff before Idol, before all that? It didn't come through the industry, it didn't come through the experience afterwards.
I think that's why a lot of people, and you always hear those cliche stories of, you know, rehab or people taking their lives, or, you know, just the you know, it's a very hard thing to be in the spotlight all the time. And and unless you have a very good head on your shoulders and you're confident in who you are and you have a great support system around you, that you can go down a very dark path, you know? So I think my life, like my childhood and everything, kind of, you know, groomed me for it. And that's why I've handled it as well as I have.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, she's not going to have the same childhood I had. So hopefully.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if she'll get that same grooming. So I just don't want her, you know, I don't think a lot of people could handle this. So I hope she's a doctor.
Please be a
doctor. Pick up a scalpel.
In terms of the privacy then, just even touching on that, do you feel like you have a total control over the privacy of your life? Or do you feel like there are moments where it does spiral out of control and you have to kind of be like, oh God, I just have to let the wave kind of
engulf
me?
I think the good thing about the industry now, just having been in it for 13 years before social media and after, is everyone has no privacy.
Yeah.
Like everyone is... You know,
that's true. I've never actually thought about
that. Like everyone, my 13-year-old, you know, daughter, you know, stepdaughter, she still has no prep. You know, I have to tell her, I'm like, that's on the internet forever. Yeah. Like, you know, tell your friends, like, you know, that's not going anywhere. So
get rid of the bad selfies.
I think, you know, in this day and age, everyone doesn't really have a sense of privacy. Mm-hmm. It's all out there. So, and I choose to live in a city that's not overrun by paparazzi or people caring that much, you know? Yeah. Like, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, so people, it's not like New York or LA or London even. Like, it's not, people aren't, like, as fascinated or, you know, taken by it.
Are they more like, because in Ireland we have this whole thing about celebrities where we see someone on the street and we'll go, oh, look, it's Samuel L. Jackson. Who does he think he is? Who does he? I'm not going to give him, I'm not going to boost his ego. I can say hello to him.
I'm going to act like I don't know who he is. No, I mean, I guess I live in a town where there's a lot of, it's an industry town, it's a music industry town, obviously, but it's just a different vibe. It's just not like, it's just a different vibe. I don't even know how to describe it. It's Austin, Texas is similar, like in a sense of it's not like, I don't know. It's not as like mainstream, I guess, as everywhere else. So.
Well, thank God it gives you the space of thought to create albums like this. So thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Really appreciate it.
Good luck with it, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
It's only going to get bigger and better.
Bigger and better.